morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Want to remind folks that we do have several programs coming up starting here in September. First of all, tomorrow is the deadline to register if you are interested in becoming a Master Gardener and want to make sure that you are considered. September 1st is the deadline to register for becoming a Master Gardener. That course starts September 20th and lasts for 8 weeks. More information is on our website or by stopping by the Extension office if you're interested in becoming a Cass County Master Gardener. Also coming up September 8th, Who Gets Grandma's Yellow Pie Plate? A discussion on passing along personal possessions. And finally, September 8th is the registration deadline for our Money Talk course, this 5-course series on financial education for women, helping women get what they want from their money, understand financial terms, prepare a will, estate plan, or trust, set financial goals, and deal with financial issues. This program is a 5-series program from September 15th through October 13th. Those are Thursday evening courses. $25 for the series includes a financial workbook, registration information for Master Gardener courses, Who Gets Grandma's Yellow Pie Plate, and Money Talk are all available on the Cass County Extension website. We hope you will join us for one or several of these programs coming up in the month of September. From the ISU Extension and Outreach Lawn and Garden Specialists, if you're looking to do some lawn renovation this fall, our horticulture experts have some advice for you. First of all, sowing grass seed. Mid-August to mid-September is the best time to seed new lawns and overseed existing lawns in Iowa. That late summer seeding has several advantages over spring seeding, including quick germination for those cool season grasses in the warm soil of late summer. Warm days and cool nights promote rapid turf grass growth, and the grass has less competition from weeds as few weed seeds are germinating this time of year. If you do want to plant or rejuvenate a lawn this year, make sure when purchasing your grass seed, you choose a high-quality seed mix best adapted to the site. In sunny areas, Kentucky bluegrass is a good choice. Select a seed mix that contains at least 3 cultivars of bluegrass. A mixture containing Kentucky bluegrass, ryegrass, and finely fescues works better in partially shady areas. And finely fescues, such as creeping red, hard, and chewing's fescue are the best grasses for shady locations. Similarly, if you're looking to rejuvenate your lawn through fertilizing, September, late October, or even early November after the grass has stopped growing, or again in the spring, are best times to fertilize lawns in Iowa. The number of applications depends on the expectations of the homeowner. Of course, soil type, cultural practices, and other factors also play into that. If you're unsure if you need to fertilize, you may want to do a soil test as well. If you are fertilizing in the fall, either late September, October, or November, fertilize at a rate of 0.75 to 1 pounds of nitrogen per 1,000 square feet. You can go a little lighter if you're applying in the spring, down to half or 3/4 of a pound of nitrogen per 1,000 square feet. As far as aerating the lawn, September is an excellent time to aerate lawns, especially if you're growing in heavy clay soils or have a lawn subject to heavy foot traffic. Aeration relieves soil compaction, improves water and nutrient movement in the soil, and prevents thatch accumulation. You can aerate lawns with a core aerator that have hollow metal tubes or tines that remove plugs of soil. You want to avoid spike-type devices that simply punch holes in the ground as these compact the soil around them. Remove soil cores that are approximately 3/4 of an inch in diameter and 3 inches long. For best results, you should aerate when the soil is moist, as it has been quite frequently lately. Avoid aerating when soils are dry or overly wet, as the tubes or tines will not penetrate deeply when the soil is dry and may get plugged when the soil is too wet. Lawns that are properly aerated should have 20 to 40 holes per square foot, and since most core aerators won't remove the proper number of holes with a single pass, several passes are often necessary. As always, for more information on upcoming programs through Cass County Extension, or to keep up to date with the latest publications and resources from ISU, give us a call, 712-243-1132. Find us online anytime. Stop by the Cass County Extension office Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30, or follow us on Facebook for the latest updates. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.